say you've got a naughty child, you say, you better behave or I'm...
whoop you.
Yeah, I'm going to whoop you. Mm-hmm. And what are some different kinds of whipping? If you use your hand, is it still a whipping?
Well, they always call that a spanking.
Mm-hmm. What if you use a
switch?
Is that a whipping with a switch?
Whip it with a switch. Anything like that. I've got mine with a fly line or something like that.
So spanking with the hand is with a switch.
That's right.
They whipping.
Spank. Some of them spank them with a paddle. I never did have time to hunt a paddle up, though.
Say you had some one of your grandchildren, he'd grown about 3 inches taller this year, we'll skip that one, come back to that, and we can do later. Your brother's son is Collier.
Nephew.
Mm-hmm. And his daughter would be your
niece.
Yeah. A child that's lost his father and mother is a...
orphan.
Yeah. And let's see. If it's put in an institution, what do you call it? You might send an orphan child to what?
Well, we got a orphan home. Mm-hmm.
You still call a child in there just an orphan?
Yeah, I would.
Let's see. Now, sometimes if that orphan or a person, say, lost his mother and father, the court will appoint somebody to look after him.
Guardian.
Yeah, guardian. Mm-hmm. And let's see. I tell you what, say if you came down to Greenville and I had a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, I'd say, this town is just full of my...
cousins.
Yeah, what's another word you might use if you had nieces and nephews?
Nephews.
Or would you ever say just full of my relatives?
Relatives.
Would you ever use the term people there, just full of my people? Ever? What about kinfolks?
Kinfolks, yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Let's see. Say someone has the same name that you have and looks a little like you, but you might say, well...
he favors him.
Yeah, but he's really no...
kin to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A person you've never seen who comes into town, never seen him before, he's a what?
Stranger.
Yeah. What if he comes from another country?
Stranger.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call him a foreigner?
Foreigner.
Yeah. Now, someone who's not from another country, but just say from another county, but you've never seen him, would you still call him a foreigner?
I'd call him just a stranger.
Just a regular stranger. Mm-hmm. And say you have two children, one of them named Jane and one named Peggy, you say, Jane is a very loving child, but you want to say Peggy was more so. You said Peggy is a lot
more rougher, mm-hmm, type kid.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And the next question I'll ask you will be kind of easy. They'll be about, I want you to say some names for me. The mother of Jesus was
Mary.
Mm-hmm. And you remember Lazarus in the Bible? He had two sisters. He had Mary and
Martha.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you remember the old song, his old song said, wait till the sun shines. Who was it, wait till the sun shines? What was her name there? You remember?
Mm-hmm.
It's a nickname for Helen that you might have sometime. Would you ever heard of Nellie? Wait till the sunshine, Nellie, ever heard that song?
Mm-hmm.
Not a very familiar song, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, say you have a boy named William. What are some things you might call him?
Bill.
Anything else you might call him?
Call him Bill for short. Ooh, William.
Could you put a Y on that? Bill, call him Billy.
Billy or Bill? Billy, yeah.
Would you ever call him Will?
Yeah.